Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf has won an overwhelming victory in a referendum that asked citizens whether they wish him to remain in office for 5 more years. Pakistan's Election Commission says nearly 43 million people voted yes in yesterday's referendum. Just over 800,000 voters said no. But as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Islamabad, Pakistan's main political parties are crying foul.
With only one person on the ballot, the opposition boycotting, and the military in charge, a victory for General Musharraf appeared certain. But no one, not even government officials, predicted a victory quite this large. As late as yesterday, they were saying they'd be content with a 30% turnout. Today's final result is more than double that, leaving General Musharraf, his supporters say, with a clear mandate to govern for the next 5 years. Information Minister Nisar Memon called the result a massive victory and urged reconciliation with the opposition ahead of October's scheduled parliamentary elections.
So far we are concerned, this referendum is over today. However, for the parties who are opposed to it, my request will be, go ahead and work for the democracy. Let's work together.
But the opposition is in no mood to cooperate. It says the referendum is just another attempt by another general to cling to power. Musharraf is the 4th general to rule since independence. The opposition claims the real turnout for the referendum was closer to 10% and accuses the Musharraf government of ballot stuffing and intimidation. Zafar Ali Shah is a senior member of exiled former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's Pakistan Muslim League.
This is just a joke of this month that there was a 97% turnout. It is absolutely false. People has accepted the opposition calls to boycott the election.
The director of Pakistan's Independent Human Rights Commission, I.A. Rehman, called the referendum a farcical exercise and its result irrelevant.
We observed a number of polling stations, and our volunteers were observing all across the country, and the turnout of voters was very low, but multiple voting was the normal feature.
Information Minister Memon concedes that a few overzealous Musharraf supporters may have been responsible for isolated voting irregularities, but insists there was no plan by the government to rig the election. Government spokesman Major General Rashid Qureshi.
If any such irregularity did happen, action will be taken against those people. The government has tried to have totally free, fair, and a transparent system for this referendum.
President Musharraf says he called the referendum ahead of October's planned parliamentary elections because he feared Parliament might not continue the social, economic, and political reforms he's undertaken since seizing power in October 1999. His takeover then was condemned by the international community, but widely applauded by many Pakistanis, tired of the corruption and mismanagement under exiled former Prime Ministers Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif. Musharraf's reforms, including curbing religious extremism and attempting to end corruption, have been welcomed here. Nonetheless, his decision to hold the referendum and his month-long election campaign have alienated many, even some of his supporters. The referendum result, says the Human Rights Commission's I.A. Rehman, won't help the general either.
This vote was unnecessary. The only thing is that it has reduced General Musharraf's political stock, because he was liked by many people for being different from the ousted political leaders. But if his supporters also indulge in the same kind of tactics, then what is the distinction?
Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.